What is going on, beautiful people? What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time hearing my seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists discard you at the worst possible times? Like when you're sick or somebody passes away or some type, like when you about to go on a trip, when y'all got a vacation, like y'all, something happens, something bad happens, and they discard you. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, check out the self-love brand. The link is in my comments. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast I do. This is the new I'm Worthy shirt. I'm worthy. I love me. I'm worthy. This is helps you build, rebuild that self-love, y'all. Just help you know where you are. I'm worthy today. but yeah, y'all, some narcissistic people, toxic ass people will absolutely discard you at the worst possible time. When you are sick, when you are in need of something, when you are hurting, when you are ready to depend on them, and you like you break your leg and they have to take care of you, they'll get rid of you.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is hurtful. It's some of the most evil things that a narcissistic person can do is to discard you when you need them. But why though? Why? I know people are going to be like, well, it's just not the most simplistic way of putting it, y'all, is not about them. Yeah, the attention and the focus is off of them. Yeah, this could be one of the reasons why you're getting all the attention because you're sick or you're hurt or somebody in your family has passed away. The dog has passed away. You like, y'all, it's the worst possible time. Like, y'all about to go on. Like, imagine the worst possible time and a narcissist could discard you. Horrible timing. Like, hey, look, I cannot wait to get to Hawaii. I'm so stressed. Look, we're not going to Hawaii, babe. I'm leaving you for somebody else. They will do that, y'all. Why, though? Like I said, simplistically, it could be like, oh, it's just not about me, so I need the attention on me. When you are suffering, when you need help the most, they might discard you. I've heard so many people just like, I got diagnosed with cancer and the narcissist discarded me. I've heard that before. It is horrible. Yeah, one of the reasons could be that the attention is not on them. But yeah, also, it could be, yeah, some of them are just horrible ass people. Some narcissists are just horribly evil people, and when you need them the most, they will abandon you because now it's about them. Now the focus is on them. Now I don't have to take care of you. I don't have to be there for you. I'm so selfish in my mindset. That person that you're dealing with, the person who discarded you when you're sick, you need them. Your kids are sick and need them. The person, your mom is sick and you need them. Whatever's going on in your life, you financial ruin, whatever is going on, you need them. They abandon you because now it's on me. Now I don't have to focus on you. I don't have enough emotional energy to go around, so I don't have to focus on you right now. I get to focus on me. It's all about me. Me. Now it's on me. I don't have the emotional energy or strength to take care of you. Bye. I don't want to take care of you. I don't care about you. Bye. That's the mindset of some narcissistic people, y'all. And this is what, and then, yeah, because they leave you at this moment of vulnerability, you are super vulnerable. You are apt to take them back. And I tell you, when you take them back, when they abandon you, when you need them the most, and you take them back, they'll just do it again. They will just do it again. You can't, once they prove that you can't depend on them, you can't, y'all. I know it's easier said than done, and I'm not trying to chastise you or hurt your feelings or make it seem like the do no victim blaming type of stuff, but you can't depend on somebody that's going to abandon you at your time of need. They are so selfish minded, so self-deluded, so self-consumed that I can't take care of you. You will take care of them. And the crazy thing about this is you will drop everything in your life. You will change your entire life up to take care of this person. You will center them in your life when they can't even put you on. You will center them in your life when they can't even put you on their map. So many people you will center them. You'll take care of them. You'll love them. You'll cherish them. And then they'll abandon you. There's no equity there. There's no equality there. There's no reciprocation of love, care, and affection in these relationship dynamics, y'all. So once they abandon you, when your time of need and you heal up and you survive this, don't take them back when they come begging. Now you healed up and safe and strong. Don't let them come back into your life and ruin your shit, man. So many people don't let them come back into your space, y'all. Do not let them come back into your space. Because they will, and they will tear your life apart. And they do not care. At the end of the day, they don't care. The only thing they can care about, how you can't serve me. I can't get the supply from you that I normally get. So I got to go find it elsewhere. That's one of the main reasons too, y'all. Whatever supply that they're getting from you has run out, or they can no longer get it from you while you're sick or hurting or in need. You're emotionally disconnected from them because one of your parents has passed away. Something is going on that you can't dedicate time, effort, energy, cheeks, sex, whatever to them, and they discard you. The supply has ran low. I need another form of supply. I need to go out here and find somebody else to supply me to fulfill my needs because you can't do it right now. You are sick. You are hurt. You are injured. Whatever the question is, you mean.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And a lot of people found this out during COVID. A lot of people found this out firsthand during COVID when the toxic, narcissistic person that you was with decided to up and leave you or cheat on you or get rid of you while you were sick. You got COVID, bye. Get 2 weeks, you quarantined by yourself. Bye. Y'all both got COVID. You gave it to me. I'm leaving you anyway. But they will expect you to drop everything in your life, give up opportunities in your life, to give up progress and success in your life. They will expect you to drop everything right now to take care of them, but they won't do the same thing for you. If you're in a relationship right now where you would drop everything for them and they will not drop anything for you, you need to get out of that relationship dynamic, y'all. And I don't always tell people to leave, but if you would drop and stop your life on a dime for this person and they would run through a barrier and they won't do the same thing for you, y'all, what are we doing? What are you doing? Look, time to take a look in the mirror. Like I'm looking in the viewfinder right here. It's time to look in the mirror and just like, what am I doing? Am I trauma bonded? I know if I got hurt, I'm on my own. Yeah, you just imagine you are one catastrophe away from being single and solo and without this person's help. You are one catastrophic incident away, one losing your job away, one breaking your leg, breaking your toe, getting cut in your face, getting stitches, needing help, one losing your job away from your relationship ending. Is that real? What kind of foundation is your relationship on? You see what I'm saying? So many people in America live in check to check. They were just one $400 emergency away from financial ruin. That's how some of y'all are in your relationships. That's how so many of y'all in your relationship. You are one little incident away from being single or abandoned or divorced or separated or discarded. Whatever word you want to use. You are one little thing away from your life becoming upended because this person doesn't give a damn enough about you to help you out, to be there for you. Through thinking, if y'all are married, they will say through for better or for worse, when they expect you to take care of them, but they'll discard you. I can't do it. I know I said that I was gonna be there for you, but I can't do it. I don't wanna be able to do it. And yeah, so yeah, all narcissists are not, you know, there are some narcissistic women out there as well, y'all. This is not just a man thing. I know people just are like, you don't talk about narcissistic man. No, y'all, women can be narcissists as well. I've never ever opened my mouth and just said, oh, all men are narcissists. No, I've never said that. People, the crazy thing about this, people think I'm pandering to women when I talk about mental health, which is just asinine. This blows my mind. Like, this man that talks about mental health, he's pandering to women. That's an issue right there. If you think I'm pandering to women by talking about mental health issues and personality disorders, you might have some shit going on in your life that you need to change up and alter. Let's keep it hot. Let's keep it realistic. Whew, I done been on fire this episode, y'all. Goodness gracious, I'm sorry. I apologize for this. But some of this stuff, it had to come out, y'all, because so many narcissistic people, when your supply runs out, they get rid of you. You can no longer serve me. You can't serve me like you used to, so I need to get rid of you. You see what I'm saying? You can't do what I need you to do, so it's time for you to go bye-bye. You see that space they're holding for you? They are not holding space for you in their life. When you get better, you get your job back, when you heal up, guess who comes trying to sneak back into your life? Hey, look, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking when I broke up with you. When I got separated, I don't know what I was thinking. When you lost your mom, and I just couldn't handle your emotions, so I had to leave. Your emotions were too much of an inconvenience for me, and I had to leave. I'm so sorry. I want my family back. Y'all, if they abandon you in your times of need one time, they'll do it again. What have they shown you? What proof have they shown you that they can change? If they do try to come back, what proof have they shown you other than begging you in front of your face right now, or just sending you a message, or just saying I'm sorry, or sending you flowers? Some BS like that, flowers. They send you a flowers in the car, says, sorry for abandoning you when you got sick. Sorry for abandoning my family when you lost your job. Sorry I moved out and got a whole new family started. Y'all, come on now. What kind of greeting card? That's a horrible-ass greeting card. A toxic greeting card, y'all. Horrible. Horrible way to go, y'all. It is just a wild mindset. But like I said, y'all, I'm going to wrap this episode up. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. Look, check out the self-love brand, I'm Worthy. This one says, I'm Worthy. I love me. I'm Worthy. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Subscribe to the podcast as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The self-love brand is available. I love me. The self-love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time. Oh, that was better.